Welcome to A Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Everything from shopping to decorating to books and movies for our favorite holiday season. Pet owners, this episode is for you. It seems cats cannot stay out of the Christmas tree, and dogs too, but we've got some tips coming up with Dr. Pam Nichols, small animal veterinarian. First, with Christmas news, I'm Mary Richards. Children are still visiting Santa in many places. He's just behind plexiglass. The children wear masks and talk to him through the barrier. They can also take pictures, not on his lap, but on a bench in front of the glass. That may help with some of the younger kids and screaming, though let's face it, we kind of love those pictures. You can still write to Santa this year. The Postal Service even offered a digital option. The deadline is December 15th, and they've released images of some of the letters they've received. Many are heartbreaking. They talk about how COVID-19 has affected their families, and they ask Santa for help, mostly for other people. A group of Santa's helpers flew, not in a sleigh, but in small airplanes to the Navajo Nation this week. They are the backcountry Santas, and this is their third trip this year, taking supplies, essentials, goods, and yes, toys to the reservation. The Navajo Nation covers the Four Corners area of Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, and Arizona. If you have a package to go overseas or to a military member, you better get it in the mail pronto. The U.S. Postal Service, UPS, and FedEx all said their shipping deadlines for individuals mailing packages are relatively consistent with last year. And the good news is they are prepared for the rush. They say they saw big volume starting back in March, so they knew to be ready for this Christmas. At the same time, many places are recommending if you buy online, choose the option to pick up at the store. It may mean you get your gifts earlier than waiting for them to come to your front door, and it can still be safe in the pandemic. Amazon, for example, says it will help with that last mile delivery capacity during a record online shopping year. A warning, police are seeing more and more scams involving the new PlayStation 5 console. The Troy Police Department in Michigan tweeted that the out-of-stock console is a scammer's dream, and they urge the public to use extreme caution when buying off of websites like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are also known to promote fake deals on the PlayStation 5. In one case, scammers were selling pictures of it instead of the real deal. And that's Christmas news, and now here's Ricky Meese.
Dr. Pam, thanks for joining us on a Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast. I've worked with you before, but give all of our listeners a brief introduction of yourself.
Okay. I'm Pam Nichols. I'm a small animal veterinarian in Salt Lake City, Utah. I have had, I'm in my third hospital now, and I also have a couple of dog daycares, and I am currently the president of the American Animal Hospital Association.
Okay, Dr. Pam, what is it, and this is partly in jest and partly not, what is it about cats and Christmas trees? It's like static cling, a natural attraction that you just can't separate no matter how hard we try. Why are cats and some dogs just drawn beyond their control to Christmas trees?
Well, I think in part because cats are super curious anyway, and then you put a brand new Christmas tree in your living room or your wherever in your house, and kitties frequently are indoors only now. And so they, first of all, they're just naturally curious. Plus, it's like the best, most fragrant climbing post, scratching post in the history of the world, and they just can't help it. It's something new in the house, and they've got to investigate, and then they find out how fun it is when they start climbing.
I have heard that you're bringing nature indoors, and that is their environment. Okay, so let's talk about safety. Mostly, whether cats are climbing the trees, knocking the ornaments around, or laying under what I like to call Christmas tree forest on the tree skirt for a nap, cats have this unusual attraction to the trees that we bring into our homes during the season. So what do pet parents need to watch for in terms of their cats or their dog's own safety?
Okay, so really importantly is the like curly ribbon kitties. My own kitty will climb in and chew curly ribbon off, and if they eat curly ribbon, it will bind up in their intestines and can kill them, and you won't have much indication. Kitties don't tell you they're sick until they're really, really, really sick. So watch for them chewing on curly ribbon. Avoid tinsel because they will chew on tinsel and swallow it. Those are probably the two biggest ones for cat health, other than just having the tree fall over on them, because they will climb. They make Christmas tree stands that are wider and more stable. But honestly, you put a 10-pound cat up on the top of a Christmas tree and it's going to topple. So those are the big ones. With dogs, they worry about the cords because they like to chew cords. Puppies especially will get in and chew on cords. And I think in 20 years of practice, I've probably had 3 or 4 puppies die from having their mouths electrocuted from chewing on cords at Christmas time. Well, actually, that's all times, I would say.
So. Oh, my goodness. Now, years ago, I did have a dog who he did slurp up the tinsel off the tree just like it was spaghetti. And we found out later that that could be really dangerous. So that's a very
super
good.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't seem to matter if the tree is fresh and all natural or if it's artificial. The animals can't help themselves. So we're obviously missing out on something in the feline personality and their disposition. Do we as cat owners need to just relax and avoid placing breakable ornaments on low-hanging branches? What's going on in their mind?
Oh, my gosh. So yes, relax, because they're going to sit on the floor and be batting at whatever's on those low-hanging branches. I have made the mistake of making a dog-friendly tree with dog treats and kitty treats as ornaments. That was a super bad idea. Don't recommend it at all. No, honestly, I did that. I would say avoid putting ornaments on the lowest branches. I think if you put the light super tightly on the bottom or on the bottom branches so that it makes it harder for them to climb, I think that's a really, really good idea. Anything to prevent them from getting more than their claws up on the trunk would be a really great thing.
Okay, so you mentioned a cat being able to climb all the way to the top of a tree where it's very thin and it's going to come toppling down. So what will it take to keep our trees upright and our decorations intact while keeping the pets safe? I saw online one woman who literally put what used to be called like a child's gate, you know, that you'd put it at stairs, around the tree to try to keep the cat away. Do we start with buying them their own tree as a distraction? Is there really anything that we can do? Because cats are very determined animals. If they want to get to that tree, most of them will find a way.
Yeah. A baby gate or a baby, you know, like a little barricade, is just going to give them another obstacle to have fun with. So I'm going to say maybe not using the baby barricade. I think that dissuading them in any way you can. They say that kitties don't like tinfoil. So yeah, I've seen people put tinfoil down all the way around their tree for the first couple of days that it was up. I have seen, I myself have used a squirt bottle and just sat on the couch, and every time she went near the tree, I squirted her, which was fine until I leave, and then she would immediately be in the tree. You can double-sided tape, like sticky tape. If you wrap that around the base of the Christmas tree, they, like where a kitty could get her claws, if they touch that, they will hate it. And that came from another veterinarian friend of mine when I was asking about tips for helping kids avoid Christmas trees.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, first point, my cat hates aluminum foil. Thunder and lightning doesn't scare him, but I get out a roll of Reynolds wrap and he goes running. So that sound and everything. But the tape, this double-sided tape, as long as you're careful with your floors or carpet, that's a very good way.
You could even wrap it around the trunk of the tree. Like when you get your tree, wrap double-sided tape around the lower, you know, so give it 6 or 8 inches for the water and the sand, and then wrap it as best you can around the next 5 inches, and it'll probably solve the problem.
That's a great idea. Very good idea. Okay, so I've had a little bit of fun with this, but in all seriousness, and I will say some of the cutest pictures I've seen online are pet parents taking shots of their cats especially, but some of their dogs looking through the branches. Yes, it's darling. But speaking of photo ops, this is a big time of year where pet parents will often take their animals out to the local pet stores for a photo op with Santa. They also give them their own stockings filled with all sorts of treats and goodies. And we do tend to indulge our fur babies to a point when it's not always healthy for them, or it scares them if they're out in a public setting and they're not comfortable with that. So what are some good guidelines and suggestions that allow us to include our pets in the season while still keeping them healthy and safe?
Okay, so first one is, if you're going to take your kitty to a photo op, hopefully you have a well-socialized kitty and you've done it before. If it's your first time, make sure that your kitty's in a kennel, carrier kennel, something to prevent it from getting loose and running. That's probably the scariest thing to me when we do holiday photos at my hospital, is people bring kitties in that haven't even been out of their house and they panic. Same thing goes for dogs. I think that it's probably worth mentioning right now that everyone that has gotten a puppy in the last year, I'm hoping they're all socializing really, really well so that they expect good behavior out in public. Because if you don't take your puppy out in public regularly, you're not, or your kitty, you're not going to get good behavior out in public, which is really hard because people want to show off their babies, and then, you know, they've got to go to wherever the holiday photos are. So training beforehand, practicing beforehand, even lots of trips out with your dog or your cat, your pets will get used to whatever you require them to get used to. So if you know you're going to be taking your kitty somewhere, put them in the car and take them places before you have to, so they're not scared of it.
That makes sense. But dogs are easier to train, it seems, than cats, especially on a chest leash or being out in public and giving commands and obedience training.
Not really. Honestly, Ricky, cats can be trained just like dogs can. We have clients who bring their kitties in for fear-free visits from the time they're kittens. They come in and they get passed around from receptionist to receptionist, back in the back to a tech, and then they come back out. And kitties can get used to the car rides. They can get used to everything and be absolutely as easy to handle as dogs.
Wow. Well, I had one, and her attitude was just, it's my way or no way. And that was from, I think, as soon as she entered the world. But I have had a couple of others that they would be more inclined to work with me on things. So those are some very good tips. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
Yeah, if you have questions, usually the veterinarian is a great resource, and people only call us when they have a sick pet. But we really like helping with behavior problems too. And most of us, especially AHA accredited hospitals, have people on staff who are specifically trained in behavior of both cats and dogs. Like on my staff, I have my cat advocates, and they're the ones who are out there talking in public about how to train your cat and how to socialize your cat and how to care for your cat. So call your veterinarian if you have questions about behavior. And the other thing that I think is really, really important to say is that I mentioned this earlier, kitties don't tell you they're sick until they are really, really sick. And right now, kitties get seen, the number is only 20% of cats get actual regular veterinary care. And it's just simply because they sit around and they sleep 23 hours a day and nobody really knows if there's anything wrong until it's too late. So get your kitties in to see the veterinarian. It's probably the most important thing we can do for our kitties.
Okay, wonderful. Excellent tips and advice on how our pets can enjoy the holidays, even cats in Christmas trees, along with us. Dr. Pam, we call you Dr. Pam, but it's actually Dr. Pam Nichols, a wonderful vet who has treated so many fur babies and their pet parents along the way. We wish you and yours the happiest of holidays as well. Thanks for joining us on a Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having me. Take care.